This week at Target, fill their baskets with deals on top toys for Easter. Get $10 off your toy purchase when you spend $50 with Target Circle. Let the Eastering begin. Hop in and load up on fun at Target today, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
El nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito.
Es pollo de McDonald's, un mordisco y...
¡Wow!
Es el nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
We can sum up McDonald's new Crispy Chicken Sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Help Jews in poverty this Passover at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Olivia Moody. She is the director of media and an app host for Book It Sports and the host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. On the program, Olivia, when I discuss the Brooklyn Nets, the Los Angeles Lakers, also the latest happenings with Book It Sports and so much more. Olivia is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Now more than ever, it's important for you and your family to enjoy the spaces you're in most often. Visit FergusonShowrooms.com to shop online or schedule a personalized consultation to meet with our experts at your local Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery. Together, we'll help you make the most of home and create a space you'll love to live in. Get started on your project and discover extraordinary products like the Orizo Chandelier from Progress Lighting.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Es mejor llegar tarde a casa que nunca volver a llegar. Es mejor llegar tarde al trabajo que nunca volver a trabajar. Y es mejor recoger tarde a tus hijos que nunca volver a recogerlos. Llegar tarde a donde vayas por esperar a que pase el tren es mucho mejor que arriesgar tu vida tratando de ganarle el paso. Por algo existe el dicho, más vale tarde que nunca. Alto, el tren no para.
Mensaje de Nietzsche.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Es mejor llegar tarde a casa que nunca volver a llegar. Es mejor llegar tarde al trabajo que nunca volver a trabajar. Y es mejor recoger tarde a tus hijos que nunca volver a recogerlos. Llegar tarde a donde vayas por esperar a que pase el tren es mucho mejor que arriesgar tu vida tratando de ganarle el paso. Por algo existe el dicho, más vale tarde que nunca. Alto, el tren no para.
Mensaje de Nietzsche.
Napa Know How.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Tap the banner to learn more about Napa. General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer end 4/30/21.
Oh, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Prop Talk featuring your very own Mike Dover and your very own Liv Moose. We're starting off hot out of the gates here, ladies and gentlemen. So
wow.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
It's because here's why I'm crying. Every time we go live, Mike's always like getting himself amped up, getting ready for it. And then every time he goes, oop.
Because we just go live at the drop of a coin. There's plenty of warning. I can't listen.
Oh my god. So anyways, you guys, I mean, we're back in hot demand. Okay. The people were like, more. We said, okay, no problem. Here we are back again for some more primetime props. I'm gonna tweet this thing out. Come join drop your
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio that you hear is courtesy of a podcast called Prop Talk, which is courtesy of Book It Sports. And the lady that you heard is a woman that is my guest on the program. She is the director of media and an in-app host for Book It, which is the social media platform that provides the unique experience in the world of sports betting. And she's also a host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk for Book It Sports. We want to welcome her to the program, Olivia Moody. Hello, Olivia. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. I know you've mentioned in some of your shows that you are a huge NBA fan, and the NBA is red hot right now. Let's start off with two teams that have got captured the attention from the association. Let's start off with the Brooklyn Nets. I want to start off with the Kevin Durant situation. We know Kevin Durant is one of the best, been one of the premier players in the NBA for a long time, but we also know that he has a tendency to kind of, let's just say, go off a little thin-skinned at times. He loves social media. He loves conversing back and forth with people on social media. But this particular instance, it got him in a little trouble with actor Michael Rapaport, where there were some things that were said, homophobic comments were made. I want to ask you just your thoughts on the whole Kevin Durant situation, and should there be limits in terms of how athletes interact with people on social media?
You know, that's a really hard situation, because I think what people don't really remember, or what they forget, is that these athletes are human beings too. And if you went and looked back at all of my social media from the time that it started to the time that I'm using it right now, there are things on there that I'm not necessarily proud of. I'm sure of it. We don't always say the right thing. And to be expected to say the right thing all the time when you're pushed and pushed and pushed by people, and you're constantly taking criticism, and you're constantly, you know, having to deal with negativity, we expect these athletes to remain perfect at all times. And the reality is, you know, they're human beings just like the rest of us. Now, I don't know of what he said per se. I wasn't super tuned into any of that, but I do know, you know, it's hard when someone that these people, you know, fans hold to such a high standard, gets caught saying, you know, some slurs or some things of that nature. You know, that's difficult, because some of his fans may be personally affected and or offended by what he said. However, you know, I just think we put these guys under a microscope, not realizing that they're human beings too. They're going to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. We're not perfect. And to be expected to be perfect at all times is just not realistic.
Exactly. And I think, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you said that these athletes are human beings, and sometimes people, and even some of us at times, we try to put them on this pedestal, but at the end of the day, they're just human like the rest of us. And I want to stay just kind of like, you know, social media has had a powerful impact for a long time. Do you think going forward that not just the Brooklyn Nets, but will the NBA make any efforts to kind of, I guess, limit the interaction that athletes would have on social media with fans?
Well, Well, you know, I think it would be the smart thing to do. I know that that's not fair because, again, they have the freedom to do what they want. And if they want to tweet, they can tweet. If they want to post, they want to post. But I do think it's smart for these athletes to maybe not interact as much so that you can avoid situations like the one that we're seeing with Kevin Durant. You can avoid saying the wrong thing or having something taken out of context. Sometimes it's better to just say nothing at all, you know, and I get, but again, I've even noticed too on my social media platforms, when you've got people that are constantly just coming at you with this, that, and the other, eventually it's the pot that boils over and you just have had enough of it and you want to step up and respond to these people. But I think sometimes silence is the best way to not only shut them up, but also protect yourself so that you're not saying the wrong thing. So I do think these athletes should be a little bit more cautious about the interactions that they have. And as unfortunate as that is and how unfair that may be, that's kind of part of their job. You know, they are under a microscope and they have to know that. And so knowing that, yeah, I do think there should be some restrictions just so that they can, not necessarily to say that they don't deserve, you know, to be on social media, but to kind of protect themselves, you know, give them some restrictions so that they don't end up in this similar situation.
All right, well put. And speaking of Brooklyn, so KD is one of the centerpieces of that franchise along with Kyrie Irving and also along with James Harden. But Olivia, the Brooklyn really hit the jackpot, not only acquiring Blake Griffin, but they also acquired LaMarcus Aldridge, and his impact has been immediate with your team, with this team. Kind of give me your thoughts on where Brooklyn stands right now and going forward as to make that run to capture the Eastern Conference.
Absolutely. Well, here's my opinion on the Brooklyn Nets right now. I don't know if they're a beatable team as of, you know, late. I think with the trades that they have acquired, not only that, but we have seen with this Nets team, you know, there was obviously probably some worry at the very beginning, not knowing what this team was going to look like without Kevin Durant, because he is such he's kind of the main character on this team and has been for quite some time. And I think what I was the most worried about was the lack of leadership that this team would have. Kyrie Irving, as great of a ball handler as he is, as great of a player as he is, his leadership lacks. You know, we see him kind of being a ball hog. He's not super invested in the leadership mentality. And that's really important if you want to win. And that's just the reality of it. So I was a little nervous not having Kevin Durant on the court with these guys. But then you get James Harden. And I will say, you know, I kind of had a strong opinion about him at the very beginning, not knowing what he was going to bring to this team, kind of feeling like he left the Rockets in a crappy way and he kind of was throwing a little fit to get what he wanted. I wasn't a huge fan of how that played out. However, since coming on this Nets team, not only is he dominating on both ends of the court, but he's also showing some leadership. I mean, we've had multiple games this season where not only Kevin Durant is out, but then Kyrie is out as well. And the Nets have not fallen apart without those two people. And I think that is absolutely because James Harden has stepped up to the plate when he needs to. You kind of see him going in between that point guard and shooting guard position. I feel like he's kind of playing both roles, especially when he's got those games where the two main characters on the team are out. He's done a really, really great job of maintaining his role on this team and also bringing that leadership to kind of help everybody else get where they need to be. So, you know, I think James Harden alone has brought this Nets team to a place that I think is very hard to beat. Now, if we get a healthy Kevin Durant come playoff time, I don't think you can beat this team. Blake Griffin hasn't done a ton for me on this team as of lately, and not yet anyway. I think he'll start to find his rhythm and kind of start to step up to the plate and figure out what his role is. But as for LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, the one thing if I had to pick that the Nets team is lacking right now is defense. Their defense is poor, and I think getting LaMarcus Aldridge is kind of that missing piece for the Nets team to kind of figure out their defense and be great on both sides of the court. So offensively, this Nets team is nuts. Getting LaMarcus Aldridge is really going to help with that defense as well. So I'm really, really liking this trade deal here. And I think the Nets, I don't even know if the Nets are a beatable team with the team they have now. But if you throw a healthy Kevin Durant into the mix, I just don't think you can beat them.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Brooklyn's really stepped up their game. And like you said, when KD is in the mix, I mean, and Kyrie, when he's focused, Brooklyn takes on a whole nother life. Let's stay with Brooklyn again. So in the East, Olivia, we have Philadelphia, who's been really great this year. And you've got Milwaukee that's starting to pick it up. Out of those three teams, I know it's a little premature, but what team do you think has the best chance of winning the East, Brooklyn, Philly, or Milwaukee?
I would say Brooklyn as of right now. I think a close second would be the 76ers. I am not really buying into the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm just not. You know, I haven't seen enough consistency out of this team yet. They remind me a little bit of the Mavericks, where they've got this superstar. For in their case, it's Giannis, but in the case of the Mavericks, Luka. Sorry, they've got Luka on that end. So, you know, it's hard because with Giannis, I mean, he can only do so much. And I haven't really seen this team develop in the direction of being able to beat, you know, a team with such a fast pace like the Nets, as well as the 76ers. And the 76ers all around, you know, have proven that they have a lot of skill and a lot of talent on their roster. With another thing, you know, kind of like the KD situation, you had Joel Embiid go out with an injury, and you kind of expected the 76ers team to crumble. And instead, you've seen players like Tobias Harris and players like Ben Simmons and Danny Green even stepping up to the plate. And so it's almost like these injuries are kind of a blessing in disguise in terms of allowing other players to rise to the occasion and prove themselves on this team, whereas in most games, you know, Joel Embiid's doing most of the work, and so these players don't really have to do a ton. But you've seen Dwight Howard getting lots of boards for the 76ers with no Joel Embiid, and Dwight Howard has been awesome as that starting center position. And so I would say the 76ers would be the only team that I think would be capable of beating the Nets in the Eastern Conference. If it came down to that, I think that is the only team that is capable of beating the Nets. But as of right now, I think the Nets are just way too good.
Yeah, the Nets are just on point right now. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The Los Angeles Lakers are the defending champions coming into this current NBA season. But with injuries to AD and, of course, to the King, LeBron James, the Lakers have fallen. And at the moment, they are currently in fourth in the Western Conference. Utah has basically maintained the lead in the West throughout much of the season. And then you got Phoenix. I mean, Chris Paul is the ageless wonder. He is really stepped up his game this year. And then the Clippers, the crosstown rival, are in front of the Lakers, but Denver and Portland and the team you mentioned, Olivia, Dallas, is not too far behind. Let's start with the Lakers for a moment. They're saying that AD could possibly return soon. If you're the Lakers, do you sit out AD the remainder of the year, or do you bring him back in to try to at least maybe get that top spot back in the West?
You know what? I think the smartest thing for them to do is try to get AD and LeBron as healthy as they can for playoffs, because the Lakers are a really great example of everything that the Nets and the 76ers have been without their main characters. The Lakers have not been. You haven't really seen any of these players step up to the plate. Kyle Kuzma is so streaky. You never know what you're going to get from him. There's not a whole lot of dynamic there. I would argue Dennis Schroeder is probably one of the more skilled players on this team with no LeBron James and AD, and he's still trying to find his groove in the NBA in general. And so, you know, a lot of what he was doing in the very beginning when AD was out was a lot of teamwork between him and LeBron James. I thought they were a really, really solid combo with one another, and LeBron James out of the equation. I think Schroeder is really stepping up to the plate in terms of leadership. I would say he's about all they've got right now. The Lakers, definitely, I am not buying into them. I'm just not. I think something that's really important when you're going up against these teams is the chemistry that you have. AD's been out almost the entire season. LeBron James has been out for a very extended period of time. They're going to kind of have to take a couple games to get back in their rhythm. And while they're getting back in their rhythm in playoffs, the other teams have already established their rhythm. They've been in the rhythm for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so you're throwing, you know, it almost feels like it's going to be a little bit of a you know, an adjustment period for this Lakers team to get these main players back in the game and kind of center their offense and defense around them. And so I think it's going to take some time for the Lakers to get back in the swing of things. I don't doubt that they have the skill and the talent to beat teams in the West, but I just think, you know, they're going to be in a place where they're trying to find their rhythm, going up against teams who have an established rhythm and have had that established rhythm for the past few weeks. So that's going to be really tough to go up against. And, you know, getting the offense back through LeBron and AD is going to be a change of pace for these players that have been having to do it without them. So I'm not buying into the Lakers a ton. I do like the Suns. I will say I think this team is another team that's kind of got that well-rounded talent. Each person on that starting lineup has their own job. They know what they need to do. You know, they go into it and they are, you know, everyone has their own role, which I think is super, super crucial. The Clippers, I'm not buying into that hype either, to be completely honest with you. They play slow basketball compared to these other teams that I watch. I feel like, you know, the Jazz and the Suns are kind of at a higher pace. They're, it's more exciting. The ball's moving faster and the Clippers kind of feel a little dull. I don't know. There's just not a spark there for me. And I think that, you know, going up against these other teams, these other younger teams as well, may cause them some issues. I'm from Denver, so of course I love the Nuggets, but I do think they have definitely struggled this year big time. They have definitely had a really hard time kind of coming off of that awesome bubble basketball that they were playing. They're kind of trying to figure out, you know, what everybody's role is. Jamal Murray, he's been super streaky. So, you know, if I'm looking at the Western Conference, I would lean Suns just because I think that they're playing really great basketball right now. They've got a lot of great talent. They're a young team. They're, you know, super good. And then I also like the Jazz because their defense speaks for itself, and they're one of the hottest teams from the three-point line. That combination is dangerous. That's a deadly weapon. So hard to bet against the Jazz at this point, but I would say Jazz and Sun is where I'm leaning, and I'm not really buying into the Clippers Lakers as of right now. So, you know, I may put my foot in my mouth later and totally change that, but for now, definitely leaning towards the Jazz and the Suns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been so proud of Phoenix this year, and especially I've been really proud of Utah. I mean, Donovan Mitchell is one of the most explosive players in the league, along with Rudy Gobert and his defense. And if you can't forget about Joe Ingles and what he's done shooting the ball, and Mike Conley is just as good as ever. I mean, he's an ageless wonder, similar to Chris Paul. So we've discussed the Brooklyn Nets and the current happenings with the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA. All right, Olivia, thank you again for being on the program. So, again, tell everybody you are the director of media, and you're the in-app host for Book It Sports, which is a social media platform that caters to the sports betting community. Just tell the listeners out there in general what your job descriptions entail with Book It Sports.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a little bit of everything right now. I do some TikTok dances. My main focus as of lately, because it seems to be what I'm the best at right now, is player props for the NBA. I really, really love doing those, and I make people some pretty good money for the most part. Obviously, I have losing days just like everybody else, but for the most part, that kind of seems to be my strong suit. Other than that, you know, I'm just creating content for the Book It community as well as just the sports betting community altogether. This industry is very close, and it's growing very fast, so just trying to stay ahead of everybody else and keep being creative and coming out with content that nobody's ever seen is kind of what I'm doing now, but Book It has got some awesome updates to come. It's a really great place to kind of join this community. If you're a little unsure about your bets or about the industry as a whole, Book It's the best place to go. You can download it in the Google Play Store for Android and the App Store as well to kind of, you know, join this community and sweat bets out with the community and ride bets and fade bets. And it's just a really great platform for sports betting. We don't have anything like it. There's no social media platform that caters specifically to sports betting. So that's what Book It is, and we're loving it. We've got some really cool, exciting, some great updates. So definitely stay on the lookout for that. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Book It at Liv Moves. So if you want to check out my stuff, that's where you should go.
Awesome. And again, you're also in with your association with Book It Sports, you're the host of shows called Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. Can you kind of go more into detail about those programs?
Yeah, absolutely. Prop Talk has got to be my favorite show that I film, and it's such a good time. We, you know, I host it with my host, Mike O'Brien, but he goes by Mikey Over because you will never catch that man betting an under. He is all about the overs and player props. And so on Prop Talk, it's a healthy mix of laughs and fun and also really great props. Mike has been killing it in props lately. He's been clean sweeping like it's his job. He's been doing awesome. I deliver really great props as well. We typically focus on the primetime game so that everybody gets a chance to tune in and see what's going on. But we talk props. We have a good time. We laugh. We make jokes. We've got a lot of crazy memes that get put up on the screen, you know, so it's a fun time. I would argue it's one of the best sports betting shows out there right now because it's just the perfect blend of, hey, we can make you money and we can also have a good time. So come join us and hang out. We live stream those through Twitch and they also go through our Twitter page as well at Book It HQ. So you can check those out there. And then Pass the Spread got a little bit more analysis. And we're kind of talking, you know, futures bets and line movements and things like that. And we're working on making some changes to that show to kind of keep it exciting. And again, like I said, just stay ahead of everybody else and keep pushing out content that's never been done and is executed great and produced great and super creative. So that's what we're in the process of doing is just, you know, figuring out what shows we like and how we want to make changes to them. But I would say if you're a bettor that likes more analysis, Pass the Spread is the show for you. If you like prop betting and a good time, I would say tune into Prop Talk. We've got a lot of that going on there. So, yeah, they both stream through Twitch, and then you can find them on the Book It Twitter page, which is at Book It HQ. So make sure you give that page a follow on Twitter so that you can tune into those shows because we have shows tuning in through that account every single day. We've got a lot of our cap that are on the app that have their own shows. We've got one for soccer, one for basketball, one that talks a lot about college hoops in the NHL. So definitely tune into the Book It Twitter page at Book It HQ to check out all the shows that we offer.
Awesome to hear. So one more time before we let you go, Olivia, tell the listeners out there where they can find you on social media as well as Book It and, again, Pass the Spread, Prop Talk, let them know that. And any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so download the Book It Sports app. That's the best place to start. You can get it in the App Store. You can also get it in the Google Play Store if you have an Android. Download the Book It app. On the Book It app, I am at Liv Moods, and that is my handle pretty universally. You can find that on Instagram, at Liv Moods. It's on Twitter as well. I post a lot of stuff on Twitter. And then as for social media handles for Book It, you can find us on Instagram, bookit.sports, and then you can also go to Twitter and find us at Book It HQ. And I would say if you want to follow some accounts, definitely download the Book It app. Give me a follow on the Book It app. Let me know that you're here. Let me know that you're there. Give me a tag and a post so I can give you a follow. And then definitely head over to Twitter and check out at Book It HQ and at Liv Moods for lots of super, super fun content.
Awesome. One last question, a lighthearted question. You mentioned about dancing in your TikTok videos. You had a dancing background during your time at TCU. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've danced since I was 3 years old. It's been pretty much my identity since the time that I can remember. And then I went to TCU and I joined the TCU Showgirls dance team, a pretty, you know, prestigious collegiate dance team, very well respected. And that was an awesome opportunity for me to perform at all the sporting events and, you know, continue my dancing career. And then my senior year, I got the opportunity to be the sports host at TCU. So that's when I kind of embarked on a different journey and tried to find my identity elsewhere. And then, you know, I graduate in the pandemic and Book It reaches out and now I'm in the world of sports betting. So dance has always been my passion, always been my love. But, you know, at some point you got to find a different identity because you outgrow that one. So I've kind of outgrown the dance thing. So the ticket's in and not let it die. But, you know, definitely trying to find my identity in the sports world now, which is super exciting.
Absolutely. That's one thing about life. It's all about rediscovering yourself and finding new identities. And definitely you've transitioned nicely into this sports casting world and doing what you do with sports betting in the sports betting community. And you heard it from her. She's Olivia Moody. She's the director of media and in-app host for Book It Sports and also the host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. Check her out on the various social media platforms as well as Book It Sports. You learn a lot of things about sports betting and her as well. Olivia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. I'll be back with more right after this.
Oh, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Prop Talk featuring your very own Mike Dover and your very own Liv Moose. We're starting off hot out of the gates here, ladies and gentlemen. So
wow.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
It's because here's why I'm crying. Every time we go live, Mike's always like getting himself amped up, getting ready for it. And then every time he goes, oop.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Now more than ever, it's important for you and your family to enjoy the spaces you're in most often. Visit FergusonShowrooms.com to shop online or schedule a personalized consultation to meet with our experts at your local Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery. Together, we'll help you make the most of home and create a space you'll love to live in. Get started on your project and discover extraordinary products like the Orizo Chandelier from Progress Lighting.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Fleet Cards USA.
Fleet Cards USA, Barb speaking.
Hey, Barb. So I'm a fleet manager for a mid-sized trucking company.
Nice. Trucking is one of our sweet spots.
How can I make sure my drivers stop where they get the best price for fuel instead of choosing places because they have good hot dogs?
You mean truck stops where you get the best pricing?
Bingo.
Easy. With fuel cards, you'll get better negotiated discounts with some of the top merchants nationwide.
Well, sign me up.
Go to FleetCardsUSA.com, answer a few questions, and bam, you're good to go.
Fleet Cards USA.
This week at Target, fill their baskets with deals on top toys for Easter. Get $10 off your toy purchase when you spend $50 with Target Circle. Let the Eastering begin. Hop in and load up on fun at Target today, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
El nuevo crispy chicken sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito.
Es pollo de McDonald's, un mordisco y...
Wow.
Es el nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
All right, everybody, once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Olivia Moody, the director of media and in-app host for Book It Sports and host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk, giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA, as well as Book It Sports. Check out the website at Book It Sports and on the Twitter page. It's twitter.com/BookItHQ. Book It Sports is a social media platform catering to the sports betting community. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.